Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Welcome to the number one Bengals podcast. I'm your host, Daddy McDuke. I'm joined as always by Dr. Hoji, the electric Esmoji, and John, the brain, Sheeran.
Yeah.
And guys, for the first time in about, 5 years, we can actually be positive about the Cincinnati Bengals. It is incredible.
Bengals and are exciting again.
They are exciting again. Thank you for phrasing it that way. You know, for the longest time, the Bengals were bringing in all sorts of, I don't know where they were coming from, undrafted free agents. They didn't have documentation. A lot of them were turnover prone.
No.
Some of them were, you know, no discipline. And I'm sure some of them were good people. The players that we have today are exactly making the Bengals exciting again.
No. Now I see what this is. I knew this rang a bell. Make America great again. Make the Bengals exciting again.
You know that I am not the producer of the show.
The Bengals were exciting last year, by the way.
Yeah. Well, I think
in the beginning, before Burrow got hurt, I was excited.
Well, I mean, this year is different. I mean, you look at John, Evan McPherson, exciting.
Yeah.
The passer, exciting. Jamar Chase, exciting, right? Yeah. I mean, just look, Von Bell was all over the place. I mean, look at the people they added these past two seasons, and they are playmakers. They have energy. They love the game.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I'm really high on these Bengals, John.
Well, you got to give Zach credit for that. The culture of the team goes to the head coach. And you got to give Zach credit for the energy and the momentum that this team has. And for when they fell behind a little bit and lost their lead, for coming back. That's on Zach. You got to
John,
give credit where credit
well, we'll is due. We'll get to recapping the game next. But John, are you excited?
I am excited. I'm excited to watch a team that flies to the ball, that is explosive and can create big plays. It took, 6 weeks last year for them to throw a pass beyond 20 yards and have it caught. It took them a quarter and a half this year to do that same exact thing. Mm-hmm. It is fun watching good football for a change. I don't know how many wins is going to come out of this particular brand of football. It'll really depend on everything that happens, but it's at least interesting, which is unlike what we saw the final years of Marvin Lewis. It's unlike what we saw the first year of Zach Taylor. I guess Hoji alluded to it. We saw glimpses of it last year, but not everything was coming together. It does seem like things are now starting to come together now.
Yeah.
Well, let us talk about that.
I think the real question is, who they?
Yeah.
Who they think going to beat them Bengals? Really? I mean, these guys. Yeah. I mean, how can they lose at this point? How can they lose?
John, there were two things that stood out to me in the preseason: the pass rush and the pass protection. I would say the pass rush was as impressive as it looked in the preseason. I mean,
it's fair.
B.J. Hill, where did this guy come from?
New York.
No one has ever heard of B.J. Hill outside of New York. before yesterday. The guy had as many sacks in his first game as a Bengal as he did his last 2 years.
You were pass rushed in New York. You remember that?
That is why I don't carry cash anymore.
Right.
Because
when you weren't carrying $3.
Right. But
that's a fortune for you.
Well, I mean, it is the budget of the show.
Yeah.
Monthly. Yeah.
And so, it was a man who asked you for the money.
By the way, speaking about mugging, the budget of the show,
he was a man who was like, can you give me $3? And then you reported it as a mugging. But
it was a mugging. But we by the way, guys, we have a Patreon, and we would like, if you go to patreon.com/dhsports, we're trying to get better mics, better equipment. So go ahead, be a patron. $1 a month is enough. We'll talk about it more later. But John, look, we gave the lead away with that very risky.
If you're going to say Patreon, how do they go there? What's the address?
I said that. patreon.com/dhsports. Look, John, when Zach Taylor went for that fourth down,
yes.
Which one?
The first one. When the 30-yard line.
The flubber.
Yeah. He said it was a bad call, but not a bad decision, basically.
I agree.
But, I mean, I don't know. But basically, it looked like a different team from that point on. We were struggling to keep up. And we are a young team, it's an opener. But I want to know, in the next 3 seconds, how much can you take away from this? Have they learned how to win, as they've been saying they need to do?
Yes, because they won. And people only judge off of results, which is why people will say that going for it in that situation was a bad decision because it didn't end up working out. I think it was a fine decision, but I think, Zach said, they could have called a better play. They could have executed better. If they get that 1 yard, the whole game changes completely. How hard is it to get a yard?
Right. I believe that statistically, according to statistical analysis, and you can sometimes ask me questions too, Daddy. I'm here too. According to statistical analysis, if they had gotten the fourth and one,
it would have been the first down. Yeah. But that's why I asked John.
The chances of winning would have been in the 90%.
Wow. Analysis. Yeah. No, okay.
And then listen. And then if they, since when they didn't
get when they don't it get it, 80%. It's a lower percentage. We got it. So look, John, let me ask you something. That fourth and one in overtime, fourth and inches, right? Mike Florio, obviously, I mean, he's just a sweetheart. He said that was Joe Burrow's call. He told them that I changed the play.
Wait, are we done talking about the first, fourth, and one?
Yeah, we're talking about the second, fourth, and one.
But the first, fourth, and one, there's more to say about. And you know what the more to say at the business? It's that you always go on fourth and one.
Okay.
Statistical analysis shows that. You guys got to listen to me.
Yeah,
even
John.
Even when you're on your own 30, you always go for it. This is going to be the new NFL. In 10 years, people will be going on fourth all the time. This whole punting thing, it doesn't make sense.
Yeah. I agree with that. But John, so look, I'm saying, apparently Joe Burrow made that call. And that was what I wanted to see from the Bengals. Like, you have a good quarterback, don't do those boring up the middle runs. Get go for it. What do you think? That was like a, I don't know, Aaron Rodgers play or something.
A little better than Aaron Rodgers. I think he had a not so great game against the Saints, but I think it was originally a run play. And then they knew they couldn't sneak because they had the A gaps on both sides of the center completely clogged because they already sneaked it early in the game. And then they originally had a run called, and then Burrow just checked it out the line saying, okay, we got some space. They're playing man coverage. And basically Uzomah just leaked out into that deep left third. Burrow had enough time to get it off, and sure enough, he made the throw. Like, regardless of its inches, if you have a good design and you're going up against a favorable coverage, it doesn't matter how many yards you have to go, let it rip. And it gave McPherson an easier kick for the win. Yeah. So,
yeah, the word you're looking for, John, is panache. He showed panache.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the idea of letting it rip is one that everybody...
You mean like farting? Not the way you.
No. Well, because I want to talk about I want to talk about Andy Dalton's performance.
Oh my gosh! Yeah, here you go to mocking the poor man.
So can we go to the Chicago Rams game? And by the way, recapping, we have guys. We have the great Scott Lewis in the green room, and if you don't know who he is,
the one, the only.
The last time he was on our show, he had his YouTube channel, HNB Media. You go to youtube.com/HNB Media TV. Last time we were on the show, it was a brand new show. 2 months and they had 2 billion subscribers. It's been another 2 months.
Wow.
I don't know if it's in the trillions or what, but this guy is out of control. Somebody has to stop him. He's too popular. He's too good at what he does. And with that, I want to bring in the great Scott Lewis.
Welcome.
What's going on, guys? What is going on?
It's great to see you, young man.
Glad to be here again with you guys. I'm excited to get on.
Welcome to the studio.
Scott, you do not hold people. I'm not going to hold you. It's his podcast. It's on the Barber's Chair Network. Check it out. It's fascinating. This guy is a fascinating speaker. And it is a very kind of, you know, friendly, kind of casual chat with friends is the kind of environment, right? You want to tell us about that?
Yeah, definitely. You know, at the Barber's Chair Network, we pretty much just, you know, we take like that barbershop element of anything goes, like, you know, a sports conversation. Like I'm my early days in a barbershop on the South Side of Chicago during the 1990s Bulls era, I would hear some of the wildest stuff possible. So basically we wanted to take that kind of mode, but have with a little bit of more of a sports takes that makes sense. Cause let's be real. Some of the stuff you hear in the barbershop is crap. Doesn't make any sense. So we wanted to bring like more of a sensible kind of approach to us. That's basically what we went in. So we cover a whole bunch of bases, football, baseball, basketball. If you're a wrestling fan, we got wrestling pods. We got a Marvel podcast too that me and my brother cover. It's a whole bunch of things we cover over there, man. So yeah,
well, I would love to be on your show.
Oh, definitely. We definitely gotta get you on.
I appreciate it. if I do come on
be your last mistake, Scott.
If I do come on,
ratings, he will tank Scott.
He doesn't need a barbershop to get off bad takes, so
well, I wanted to been in a barber. Well, I wanted to ask, if I do come on, do I get a free haircut? Because I don't know if you can tell,
you need a haircut.
Yeah, it is. It's been a long time. Haircuts, and it's not
the first time for anything.
Yeah, well, the prices have skyrocketed. It's crazy. It's crazy. I went, it was like $8 last time. It was crazy.
I wish mine was $8. I got my haircut today. It was nowhere near $8.
Well,
you had a professional do it. Yeah.
Okay, Scott.
He just pulls over to the side of the road and hands somebody scissors.
Scott, and it's still $8 somehow. Look, I was watching some of the Monday, the Sunday night football, and Andy Dalton, he had probably his best primetime performance ever, is what I saw. The man, look, that one interception, everybody's going to talk about the interception, the end zone was the first drive, but the ball was tipped. And yes, it happens to Andy Dalton a lot, but this is what I say. Like I go to like a park, right, to clip my toenails, and there's nobody around. And when I clip my toenail, and it, you know, if it hits a child in the eye, they're like, what are you doing clipping your toenails in the public park? I'm like, there was no child when I started. I didn't see him then. So really, who's at fault? So you think about Andy Dalton. He throws the ball. When he throws it, there's no one there. There's no arms. And then the arm comes and tips the ball. So I think it's not fair to blame him. Basically, I want Andy Dalton to start just one more week.
Yeah, it would be great. Can you guys put Andy in just one more week? You know, keep that Nick Foles hanging out. Don't put him in one more week. That would be great. Just one more week. Well, I mean, we've already had so many losses because of Andy Dalton. Can't we just have one win because of Andy Dalton?
It's your turn, Scott. Yeah. We've had way too many. Yeah. But I want to hear your breakdown. Yeah. What is your breakdown of Andy Dalton? And why in the world is he still going to be the starter?
Well, it's just, well, you don't have to worry about Nick Foles. Nick Foles isn't even suiting up. It's the thing about Andy Dalton. I'm not mad at Andy Dalton. Andy Dalton is what Andy Dalton is. Andy Dalton is like getting mad at a kid for dropping stuff. Like, that's just what kids do. I'm mad at Matt Nagy. My beef is with the coach. My beef is with the general manager of my football team. Last night was really everything on the offensive side, what I've seen as a Bears fan my entire life. I'm going to be 33 next month. I've seen that same dink and dunk offense my entire life. And I'm just tired of it. I'm fed up with it. I don't, you know, the defense, it was a team loss to me. It was the defense wasn't good. Andy Dalton was, he's Andy Dalton.
He's, I mean, Andy, like, Dalton.
Andy,
he's
Dalton.
Andy, that's really Dalton.
Exactly. That's really what it comes down to.
Yeah. And I tell you what, it's the thing about Andy Dalton is he has this uncanny ability to make coaches think that he can win or somehow be good enough. He did that to us for years.
Yeah.
I love the guy. He seems like a sweetheart. But you're not going to win games with Andy Dalton.
No.
That's just the rule.
Well,
yep.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you look at the Bears as a whole, and the question is, maybe they're just trying to, and actually this is going to be a topic that comes up later, but maybe they're just trying to protect Justin Fields.
I don't think that's the case. I'm not giving Matt Nagy that much. Matt Nagy is the guy who he's really, I call him arrogant Mark Trestman, because he thinks he's this offensive guru. Yeah. And he's not. He's been here. This is fourth season. And by the way, I've never seen a coach and a general manager get away with as much as they've gotten away with and keep their job, especially Ryan Pace. Matt Nagy's only been 4 years. Ryan Pace, this is his seventh season. And after drafting, which is the cardinal sin of all cardinal sins, you drafted Mitch Trubisky over Patrick Mahomes, who just casually throwing 75-yard passes like we saw yesterday, which was like, I just couldn't even believe it. It's too easy for him at this point. That should have got him fired.
Go to ever.
He's like, it's crazy what he does. And you took Mitchell Trubisky over him. So he's got so many countless mistakes. Even if you look in that game, you got Leonard Floyd making plays. This is a dude.
Well, let me ask you something. Let me ask you something, Scott. Because as a Bengals fan, we say, oh, they took John Ross over Mahomes.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I know Mahomes is great, but I have a feeling the Bengals would have ruined him somehow.
But see, even with the Bengals, like, though, this is the thing. Yeah. But with the Bears, we've had been the laughing stock, I believe, before. We're the charter franchise. Like, George Halas is one of the owners, one of the starters of the NFL. Yeah. All the jokes has been, oh, they have a great defense. They don't ever have offense, you know. And so for us to have the third pick, not only had a third, we traded up to get Mr. Trubisky. Ain't like he just came to us a third
spot.
We traded up to get him.
Yeah.
You know, and then let's just say you didn't want to do it.
He had a 7-touchdown game. But
yeah, and let's just say you don't want to get Mahomes. Let's say he had questions at Texas Tech. Fine. Now, obviously, we know the obvious with Deshaun Watson now, but let's talk about in 2017. He was clear cut. We knew what this guy was. You get him if you're unsure about Mahomes. I didn't know who Trubisky was the 45 hours before.
Let's talk about the positives from the Rams game. Whew. Anything that you saw that you
David Montgomery is a beast. David Montgomery is a great running back. I think he 100. I think it was 116 yards off 16 carries against a real good defensive front. Okay. I think that could be a problem for you guys. I mean, but I think the Bengals, man, you guys, I really like what y'all. That game against Minnesota was very entertaining. I love Joe Burrow.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be, and I won't say easy game for y'all because we play different at home, but I think y'all going to win. I think what Burrow's going to do to the secondary is going to be felony. He should be arrested at the lakefront for what he's about to do this Sunday. It's going to be nasty. Yeah. Your guy Dalton, he's going to get booed to hell once that first incompletion. Soldier Field is going to go nuts because – this fan base is on the edge, and especially like him teasing us with Justin Fields yesterday and even with the Dalton interception. I don't fully blame him that because I feel like the two quarterback system is stupid.
Right.
You're taking Dalton out of his rhythm. Dalton was getting a nice little drive going. You're taking him out of his rhythm and you're not letting Fields get into a rhythm. So it's part of Nagy's master plan and make people think that he's smarter than what he is.
Yeah,
and
that's just the overall
problem.
Was that expected, though? Like, did you expect Fields to go out there?
It was something that came out a couple hours before. I think Jay Glazer said that there was going to be some packages that he was going to be involved in. But like I said a couple weeks ago on Twitter, I was like, if either play the kid or don't play him. Don't put him in and out.
Don't mess with his mind.
Don't mess with his mind. Either play him or not. You know, and that's just really, to me, it's a disservice to both quarterbacks. To me, you're telling Andy, we don't trust you in the end zone. And you're also telling Justin that we're going to use you like a Taysom Hill. You know you're the future of this franchise. So it's incredible that I got through that game without drinking. It's going to be a long season. It's going to be a long season for the Bears.
It might be. And what are you going to do?
Yeah. Well, speaking of a long season, I have some exciting news. Our pod, hold on, is partnering with playactionpools.com this season to bring some inter-accent fun to the
interactive
most.
Interactive fun.
Yeah. you'll be able to get some action with our playactionpools.com football pick 'em challenge.
Pick 'em.
Which is open to everyone. Here's how it works. Sign up for a contest. Believe football pick 'em at playactionpools.com. Get your picks in each week. We're going to select the 10 highest produce games of the week between NFL and college football.
Profile
whoever gets the most picks correct each week will win a pair of electric shoes.
Electric sunglasses.
And
a pair of DC shoes.
Again, go to playactionpools.com and sign up for the contest. BLEAV, Believe Football Pick M. And if you plan on hosting your own football concert, go to playactionpools.com today. They've got Survivor. Pick 'em as well as a cool sports book style concept called Build Your Bankroll. Playactionpools.com, your new home for all your office sports. Pool. That's all I was trying to say, Scott, about that. It is a long season, so you might as well play Pick 'em. Okay, key matchup. John, tell us about this. The Bengals, look, their tackles, according to PFF, had a good pass protecting game. The problem was in the interior. And by the way, the biggest problem was Trey Hopkins with like a 7.5 PFF grade. He had like, I remember there's like two pressures he allowed, you know, and I know he's coming back from injury, but is this something that you think would get better? That's my first question. The second one is, are they going to get Jackson Carmen in there for Xavier Suofilo, who was probably the weakest guard, right? I think Spain was a little better. So what do you think? And I know the D-line, and Scott can tell us about your D-line, but, you know, Akeem Hicks, and you have a good D-line.
It's overrated D-line. I think this D-line is getting a lot. The defense in general, I think a lot of people outside of Chicago, even from like a lot of the shows I've been listening to this morning, think this defense is still good. It has a lot of names, but it's not really good anymore. Like Akeem Hicks made one good play yesterday, but he's not really the guy he was in 2018. I don't even think Khalil Mack made the flight to Los Angeles. I don't know where the hell he was. We wasn't on the field. And Eddie Jackson, Eddie Jackson had the worst week because of the Bears PR and the social media team put out a video from their vlog series where he's telling the other cornerbacks, oh, anybody can tackle, just go out there and go for the ball. I'm like, you don't tackle. You don't even go for the ball anymore. He's just so this defense. I put the D line is more impressive than the secondary. I think the secondary might be the worst in football. So they can make plays. It's just they don't. I don't think it's they're aging. I wouldn't even. Okay. It's just they're good on paper, but last year and a half, they haven't really been as dominant as they should be.
Okay, let's start there then, because based on what you just said, there's no reason why the Bengals shouldn't score 50 points in this game. But there has to be some positives to this Bears defense, especially playing on the road. Like, I look at that defensive line and think, okay, if there is an opponent where they can kind of find their stride again, especially Akeem Hicks, it's the Bengals' interior offensive line. They played not so well against Minnesota. I never thought I had to say this, but Trey Hopkins kind of looked like Russell Bodine out there. He gave up two very crucial sacks and pressures. He kind of got ragdolled by the Vikings' defensive tackles a little bit. If there is a chance for Akeem Hicks and Bilal Nichols and maybe Eddie Goldman, if he comes back, to kind of find their stride, it is against this Bengals offensive line that's still kind of finding themselves. And to Daddy's point, I don't know if this is going to be the week that we see Jackson Carmen. I think they still want to give more opportunities to Xavier Suofilo. They trust him as a veteran, but that has to be where, like, the Bears, if they are to take advantage and to stop the Bengals offense at all costs, that's probably where it's going to come to.
I agree with that 100%. I think I'm glad you brought up Eddie Goldman, because Eddie Goldman is a huge part of this line. And last year, he sat out last year because of COVID.
He opted out, right?
Yeah, he opted out. He wasn't comfortable with playing. And then he missed practice last week, didn't play today. So if he's able to come back, that would definitely help. So I do agree, if there's any game for the D-line to show me any type of life, it would be this one. Now, there is two bright spots on this Bears defense that I think these do. Roquan Smith is a stud. Roquan Smith, to me, is the most underrated linebacker in the game. He was all over the field. I think he's going to be all over the field this week. Jalen Johnson is – he almost had a pick last night against Matthew Stafford, and that guy is really good. So there's things to like about the defense, and I will even say that there was parts in the first half last night where they stopped the Rams. They got like three or four possessions where they stopped. We just couldn't get any points. So they can. I just got to see, can they get back to at least give me 2019 Bears, I'll be fine. So if they can't put any type of pressure on Burrow this week, then I'll be really, really, really concerned. But yeah, this will have to be the week where they could make some plays.
Well, let us talk about which Chicago QB will start. We talked about it a little bit earlier, but so let me just bring something up about that. Andy Dalton, back to Andy Dalton. John, correct me if I'm wrong. He only had 5 attempts of 10 yards more down the field, and he didn't complete any of them, I think. I don't think he had a – yeah. And that is – look, that is prime time Andy Dalton, okay? But Andy Dalton – look, Andy Dalton, 2019, when he was benched, he came back and he had some good games. Remember, John? After he got benched for Ryan Finley, he came back and he was – so Andy Dalton – He seems like a sweetheart, but he's kind of got a, cold-blooded. Yeah. So this is what I'm trying to say. He's playing his old team. He knows he's going to get benched probably after 4 games. Nothing to lose. He's a Texan. The gun is linger. I think he's going to let it rip, as they like to say.
I mean, I hope he does.
Yeah.
Because let it rip means... let it intercept.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not the kind of guy who's going to be able to.
Yeah, he's not a deep ball threat. Yeah.
But
yeah.
This guy, he was like,
he's
going to
wake
Green.
Up one morning and be able to complete those passes.
No, well, right. he does take his shots. John, you remember how many times he threw into double and triple coverage with AJ Green? A lot. I mean, he took a lot of chances he shouldn't have. With, second year or third year, he threw like 33 touchdowns and like 20 interceptions. He didn't care. He was and then, by the way, Scott, you guys have a great advantage against our secondary. We're going to probably be a starting Eli Apple,
Eli Apple was terrible.
Yikes.
Yeah. So, I mean, I could see.
What are we going to do about Eli Apple?
Can they do?
What can they
do? Does anybody, John, what is the timeline with Trey Waynes?
He's not playing this week, nor is he practicing, but they didn't put him on IR, so they must think to some degree that he can come back in week 3, but odds are I think he'll miss probably at least 2 more games.
Wow. Okay. Well, let us move on to predictions. I want to start with Hoji.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm going 54-7.
Good. Good. Cincinnati Bengals. Who's the player of the game?
Burrow.
Okay. Any stats that will pop out at this?
Yes.
Okay.
I believe that McPherson will kick the first 70-yard field goal ever.
Oh, Windy City too?
Wow. In the Windy City.
John, monetization. John, please don't watch your language. Yeah. Okay. So then John, and John, your prediction.
54-7, huh?
Yeah.
Let's divide one of those numbers by 2. Let's make it 27.
You can't get 3.5. Oh.
Yeah, 27-21 Bengals. I'll give you that.
27-21 Bengals. A close one. Okay. Player of the game, John.
I'm going to go with Chidobe Awuzie. I think he gets an interception.
Oh, nice. Okay. And does Dalton get benched?
No.
Wow.
Dalton's a little rascal. He always finds a way out.
I think Dalton will play better than he did against the Rams. I think he'll throw one or two touchdowns.
Oh, that's the thing. That's the curse of Andy Dalton. Sure. He always plays good enough so he stays on your team.
Yeah.
You're cursed with him. You've got the hot potato.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with that. And then also, just even from this game, like, I was like, okay, he's going up against a great defense in the Rams. The Rams probably got 2 of the best defensive players in football on their team, Aaron Donald and Jalen Ramsey. And even though he was bad, he wasn't god awful. You know what I'm saying? So I know by default he can play better against the Bengals. But I'm gonna say for my school, I'm gonna say 34-21 Bengals. And okay. I think Joe Burrow is gonna have at least 3 touchdowns. That's secondary. Now if the D line can get pressure, that changes the game. Mm-hmm. Because I feel like if this D line can get pressure, that'll take the some of the pressure off this secondary. The secondary is terrible. So, but if Burrow got all day, whew, it's gonna be a dark afternoon at Soldier Field. Well, I'm gonna say 34-21.
You know, it's funny. I just want to say, Scott. You know, one thing I want to say, Scott, is we talk a lot about Burrow, and I do too, and the Bengals offense. But I think the one real hidden weapon of the Bengals is the defense, and the if you look at them holding the Vikings, early on in the game, and if you look at this it's an overperforming defense. I actually think that I think that's going to be another surprise. Is that the Bengals defense is well coached? It's in good shape, and I think that's really the magic. That's part of the magic of the Bengals this year is going to be.
I mean, the defense has a different dynamic. I like their attitude, dynamic. but you can't hide bad corners in the NFL.
Right. Okay.
And I do think, I think Dalton is going to put up at least 250 yards passing. I really do. I don't think that's a big, you know, task for him. So congratulations on that. And in terms of promotion, Scott, so as we said, this is the number one Bengals podcast, but it actually has the lowest budget of any Bengals podcast. And then every time when we started, there was only like one or two podcasts. Every time a new Bengals podcast opens, we are again the lowest rated Bengals podcast. I don't know how it works, but we decided to name ourselves the number one Bengals podcast. So we need to act like it. And that is why we need our subscribers to go to patreon.com/dhsports to help us get
upgrade
our microphones and equipment. But more importantly, to subscribe and leave 5-star review for us and for Scott Lewis. Where can they find your podcast, Scott?
You can follow me on Twitter. That's probably like the main source of everything. Like you said, don't judge my tweets during bear season. But follow me at Barbchair Scott. You can find all my podcasts on the Barber's Chair Network. Just search that on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, SoundCloud, wherever you find podcasts, you can find us. For my show, I'm Not Gonna Hold You, it's every Thursday at youtube.com/HNB Media TV. Subscribe there. And so that's pretty much that. Pretty much all you can find me there too. And of course our Patreon, patreon.com/Barbershed Network. We've got that's where we do our Bears preview podcast. And then of course my show, which I call Summer Sessions. It's me and a couple of homies. It's not sports show, it's just ridiculousness. So if you want to listen to that, it's on that Patreon too. So that's where you can find me.
And did you notice he didn't say to subscribe to his YouTube channel? And that's because I think he's reached the limit of YouTube subscribers. I don't think the YouTube their data houses anymore. You can't add subscribers because it's more than there are human beings. Well,
I gotta give a shout out to my homies.
Okay, shout out to all the homies. That is all we have. We'll see you next time. So long, sweetie.
Pies.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, Essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.